This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
We're into March, and daylight saving time starts tomorrow. So when you go to bed, set your clock ahead 1 hour. Remember, spring ahead, fall back. So move your clocks ahead 1 hour, and you'll be right on time wherever you need to be on Sunday, including turning into the huddle with Pete Najarian and Dave Schwartz between 10 and noon, or the Twins and Orioles from the Grapefruit League at noon on Sunday. Right now, we go outdoors. Steve Kearney joins us. SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. Steve, how you been?
I'm great. I'm pumped up, Steve. I've been rigging my boat all day, getting everything ready, life jackets and getting my electronics in order, and I'm going to be heading to open water in the Dakotas here this week, and I'm already having sleepless nights, actually.
Yeah, you're ready for the open water. I know you hit the Missouri River every year. What are you hearing? Are things getting to the point where, well, number one, a couple of weeks back, you said, the ramps and that sort of thing. I would assume if you're headed out, things are good to go.
Yeah, I usually don't head out there until, you know, a lot of the ramps are open because it's really congested out there at this time of the year. And there's been a lot of people out there in the last month. It's been open almost the whole month of February. And so, yeah, once the ramps open up, scatters people a little bit and it's not as concentrated. So you don't have to wait a long time to get on. But, yeah, looking forward to it, breaking in the new boat and breaking in the outboard and, you know, taking it real easy and, you know, doing everything I need to do and learn some of my new electronics. You know, they've changed them so much in the last couple of years. Every time I re-rig, I almost have to, you know, get re-acclimated. And you know, what's really weird, Steve, is they don't even give you a manual when you buy these electronics. I mean, you're spending a ton of money and you don't even get a manual. So you have to go online and find a manual from the manufacturer so you can read exactly what you're supposed to do. It's just crazy. It's like they don't give you a manual.
Yeah, they figure someone's just going to go to YouTube and find a video. How do I run this? You know what I mean? There's a lot
that's
of stuff like
do.
That right now. Yeah, that's about it.
Well, you can go to the manufacturer and you can go into the help area and you can scroll down to the specific unit you have and then download the manual. And yeah, it's a pain, but something you have to do, especially to make sure you get the settings properly done, you know, especially for the water that you're fishing. You got to watch for, you know, water clarity settings and sensitivity, and there's all kinds of stuff you've got to really make sure you've got it set right, especially with the chart plotter. There's a lot of stuff you got to kind of, you know, rebone on because the old stuff is, you know, off to the wayside. Everything, you know, changes almost every year. So you got to get back into it and learn how to work those units. So I think I've got them pretty much where I need to be. So I need to get on the water and kind of fine tune it, especially with down scan, side scan, and all that other stuff you got to kind of, you know, play with till you get it right.
Steve Kearney joining us, SteveKearneyOutdoors.com. What are you hearing out on the ice? Is it getting to the point where it's already a little tough? What's going on? How are the conditions?
Well, Steve, in Lakes Country, we still have 25 inches of ice. We have a ton of ice, but the problem is the access is like we talked about last week. They're really beat up. And, you know, a lot of people are moving their hard houses in the last 2 weeks. And, you know, when you got a one-ton pickup with a 22-foot ice house, you're going to, you know, beat up the accesses. So it's really, we're kind of back to walking again. It's ATVs are okay. Walking is okay. But there's no way I would drive a vehicle on any lake in northern Minnesota right now. I just don't think it's safe. And the problem is, you know, we've got a lot of wind. And when you get a lot of wind, that ice will shift. And you're going to get, you know, areas, especially where creeks come in or running water underneath springs come in that you don't know are there. And when you have a lot of wind, this stuff really changes. So not recommended to be driving a vehicle right now. And I think that's it for the season. It's basically a walking affair or, you know, a four-wheel ATV.
Steve Kearney joining us. Steve, if you're fortunate enough to ever go out with a guide. And a lot of people will get a guide if they go down south and do deep sea fishing, etc. That's almost mandatory. You know, you get a boat, get a guide, know what they're doing. But even here, and you've been guiding for a long time, how does all of that work? As far as there's the rate, but the tip, the all of the stuff that goes into it, how do you handle that?
Steve, that's a really good question. I mean, I could do an hour on this. Tipping is really bizarre. I mean, when I take a lot of corporate groups out, you know, they get the company, you know, pays for the trip and it's a freebie for the executives. They never tip. And I don't understand. They're getting a free trip and they don't tip. The people that tip are the working class people, the blue collar people that have regular jobs that save their money to go fishing once a year. Those are the people that tip, and tipping is really important in the service industry. And, you know, even when I get a waitress or a waiter that does a lousy job, I still tip them because I know what it's like. You're trying to make a living and, you know, if they got it, they're having a bad day, whatever, but tipping is really important. And it really depends kind of case by case. Some people I think are totally ignorant about tipping. They don't really think about it or think that's part of the process. And there's other people that are really, really cheap that don't. And, you know, it's just you never know. But tipping is, you know, in a service industry is really important. And there's really not a specific 10%, 20%. It's really all about your effort. You know, that's what people really appreciate the most. It's not the amount of, you know, fish in the live well at the end of the day. It's about how hard you worked and your effort throughout the day. And people, for the most part, appreciate that, and they tip you accordingly. So, yeah, it's just really a bizarre topic. I mean, I could talk about that for an hour.
Yeah, and I know you work with a lot of different groups and that sort of thing. And I was just wondering what the protocol is or what the expectation is. I would assume if the fish are really biting and folks have a great day, you'd want to go to your wallet and say, thank you. Here's a little extra for putting us on the fish. Good day, bad day, either way.
I got a good story for you, Steve. I had a corporate group a few years ago in Lake Minnetonka, and I picked them up at Fletcher's, took them out for the afternoon, and we had a fantastic time. And they were very wealthy executives. They had homes in Florida, and I mean, just very wealthy people, and we had a great time. And I brought them back to Fletcher's, and I had, my boat was trashed. I had, you know, Cheeto marks in my carpet and beer cans all over the place. They pretty much trashed my boat. They brought them up on the dock, and they said, hey, Steve, thanks a lot. That was the greatest trip we've ever had. We caught fish. It was awesome. And one guy puts a bill in my hand, shakes my hand, puts a bill in my hand, and I look at it. And it's a 5, and I'm thinking, that's a 50. That sounds good. That's fair. That's doable. And I looked at it a little more, and it's like, there wasn't a 0 there. It's a $5 bill.
Oh, come on,
man. And the other guy kept his hands in his pockets, and that was it. And I was not in a really good mood for about 2 weeks after that.
Oh, that is a bad deal. Is there anything worse? Is there anything worse than a tight wad? Come on.
Well, you know, it's like waitresses and waiters. They get, you know, stiff from time to time. And, you know, I know the feeling. And, you know, it's not fun. And it's just, yeah, that was a bad one. But, you know, I make up with that when I get people that are, you know, very, you know, wonderful, understand what I'm doing. They appreciate the effort and they tip me well. And, you know, that's the way it should be. So you get the good and the bad, you know.
Yeah. I'm sure the stories you can tell, but that's one for the books. Especially these guys with big bucks lay a $5 bill on you. That's crazy. All right.
I was looking for the zero after the five, yeah, and it wasn't there. And, you know, that's not good.
Yeah, that's Bush League. All right. When do you head for the Missouri River?
Middle part of the week, Steve. I'm looking for 2 days that are, you know, consistent. It looks like 60s for a couple of days, and it's going to drop into the 30s. So I'm going to get out there and get a couple of days in while I can, and looking forward to it. I can't wait to get on open water.
All right, Steve. Look forward to your report next Saturday.
All right. Sounds great, Steve. Take care.
There he is, Steve Kearney. Steve Kearney Outdoors joining us here on News Talk 830 WCCO. When we come back, pairings are set for the girls state basketball tournament starting at the U Maturi Pavilion and Williams Arena. It's just a great setup at the U for the girls tournament starting on Wednesday. In the early games, you'll have 4A in the barn, next door at Maturi Pavilion 3A, and then at night 2A. The 1A teams take over on Thursday. It's really a great setup for this tournament, and we'll visit with the head coach of the number one seed in 4A, Maple Grove, and Mark Cook will join us here. News Talk 830 WCCO.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
We have a state champion already crowned today in the boys hockey tournament 1A. East Grand Forks, the number 4 seed, knocks off defending champ St. Cloud Cathedral 2-1 in overtime today. And then, of course, tonight, the 2A title game at the Xcel Energy Center. And it'll be number 1 seed Moorhead against number 2 seed Stillwater. The Spuds beat Edina 4-3 in the nightcap in the early game. Stillwater shut out St. Thomas Academy 4-0. So the Ponies and the Spuds tonight at 7 o'clock in 2A next week. Girls State Hoops. It is Williams Arena and Maturi Pavilion on opening day on Wednesday. Just an absolute outstanding setup for that tournament. If you want to watch 3A at Maturi Pavilion, you can. You want to go next door to the barn and watch 4A to start the tournament. It's really great stuff. And the head coach of the number 1 seed in 4A, the Maple Grove Crimson, Mark Cook, joins us on the line. Mark, good to visit with you, and thanks for the time.
Hey, Steve. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's been a while. Good to visit with you. And we should point out, if you hear the Cook name, yes, his brother Dan, I joke, your older brother Dan, is a producer here at CCO.
Much older, like a much, much older brother.
He works with Jason Durash on Drive Time. I thought I'd throw that out there. How long have you been at the helm, Maple Grove?
This is year 20.
Wow. It is a great, you know, a great run, and congrats, and especially a school like Maple Grove that has terrific athletics all over the board. I mean, you name the sport, very competitive, and congrats on what was an outstanding season, and still work to do.
Yeah, no, we're excited. You know, it's this is what we've kind of been shooting for all year, and the girls are. They're excited about it, and we were at practice today, and they were locked in, and they know there's a lot more work to do, but we're excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, when you got started and practice started in the fall, did you feel like you had a chance not only to do great in the Northwest Suburban, but ultimately win the section and go to state and be a contender?
Yeah, I mean, we had a great season last year. You know, we finished fourth in the state last year, which was the best that the school ever finished. And so we knew we could build on that a little bit. We had a lot of kids coming back. And we have a senior by the name of Jordan Odie who's going to Michigan State, who is she's a game changer. I mean, she's just a different level kind of player. And, you know, we knew with her and the group of girls that we've got around her who are also all very talented, hardworking, that we had a chance to be special this year, and they've lived up to that.
And what's it like coaching a player with that type of skill? And I know you've had some good ones over the year, and you know, just someone that has the ability to flat take over the game.
Yeah, I mean it's fun. It's fun as a coach. I mean, it makes you look really, really smart sometimes, you know, which is nice. But she. You know, Jordan is an incredible player. You know, she's an even better person. You know, I mean, she's just a great kid, great leader, great human being. But, you know, when your best player is also your hardest working player, you know, that just raises the level of everything in the gym. And you know, the reality of it is I've got a group of seniors that have been playing together since they were in second grade. They're able to kind of hold each other accountable, which is really fun as a coach when you don't always have to be the bad guy. You're not always having to make all the, like, the kids are kind of going to each other and saying, hey, we got to do this better. We got to do this better. Hey, we can't do that. We can't make that pass. We can't take that shot. And nobody takes it personally and doesn't carry over into the locker room. It's like, yep, no, let's dig in. Let's fix it. Let's go. As a coach, that's really fun.
Yeah, and to be the number one seed when you have, you know, these perennial powers like Hopkins in the tournament, they're on the other side of the bracket. I mean, there's so many good players, Mark, night in and night out. You see it in the Northwest Suburban. You see it in your non-conference schedule, and certainly in this tournament. There's just a lot of great players.
Yeah, it's girls basketball in the state of Minnesota is in a really, really good place. You know, I mean, we had the good fortune this year to, you know, we played Providence Academy, and so we got to see, you know, Madden Greenway. We played Minnehaha Academy, so we got to see Addie Mack. You know, we played Eden Prairie, so we got to see Torchley. We played Hopkins. We played Wayzata. We played all of these teams that have some of the top players in the state. We even went up to Alexandria and played, and they have Hadley Phil, who's just an incredible player. And there's so much talent in the state of Minnesota right now in girls basketball that, you know, this tournament is, I think, it's really fun because I think this tournament is as wide open as any tournament we've had in a while, in the sense of, you know, anybody could walk away with the state champion. I think 1 through 8, all 8 of these teams are talented. They've got great players. They've got great coaching. And I think you're going to see a lot of really, really good basketball games.
Mark Cook joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline, head coach, number one seed in 4A Maple Grove. The tournament starts Wednesday at the Barn. They get the early game at 10 a.m. against White Bear Lake area. This group's been there. You've been there. What's it like playing in the Barn?
The Barn is great. You know, it's a great venue. It's you know, honestly, it's in the you know, 6 times or whatever I've been to the state tournament now, the you know, the first few years we played at Target Center, which is also cool. It's different, but I just think the Barn is such a great place for basketball, and for the girls tournament, I think it's the right fit, and we fill it, and it's exciting, and it's loud, and it's a great, you know, whereas Target Center can be kind of big and empty at times, you know, and so I just think the Barn is just an awesome spot to host this tournament.
Well, and I mentioned I've had the opportunity to do first-round quarterfinal games in 3A at Maturi Pavilion the last few games on the High School League streaming service, NSPN.TV, and I think the combo platter of Maturi Pavilion right next door to Williams Arena is just great for this tournament. There's a buzz in the building, and it's fun to be able to go back and forth and watch hoops.
Yeah, I think it's just a great setup, and I think you're right in the sense of you're able to go back and forth and watch games, and that Wednesday, that first day of the tournament, it's just become such a special day because you just get to see so much great basketball.
Yeah, and what about this field? We already mentioned number 2, Hopkins. Future conference opponent as Maple Grove makes a move to the lake. You're going to see the likes of Hopkins and Wayzata and Minnetonka and Edina a lot more starting next year.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, as a school, we're really, really excited about the opportunity. You know, the Northwest Suburban has been great. You know, it's the schools that, you know, we have district rivalries in the Northwest Suburban. We've had, you know, great basketball with Centennial and Elk River and, you know, all of those schools that are you know, and being able to play Osseo and Park Center. You know, it's been a really, really great conference for us. But I think, you know, it reaches a point in time where, you know, for the good of the game as a whole, you know, you got to do what you got to do. And our school, you know, made the decision to pursue moving to the lake, and it's very exciting, and we're excited. You know, we've been very blessed and fortunate to win 4 consecutive Northwest Suburban Conference championships and 67 consecutive wins in the Northwest Suburban. So I'm not so sure that they're really sad to see us go, but but we're excited about the new opportunity in the lake, and we know that it's going to be, you know, I saw what it did for St. Michael, and I'm excited about what it can do for Maple Grove too.
Well, Mark, good to visit with you. Thanks for the time today. And when you get a chance, say hello to your older brother.
I will. He's probably, who knows, he's probably sitting at home eating roast beef sandwiches right now, you know, doing whatever he's doing. I don't know, you know, who knows what he's doing. But I love him, and I just, you know, I'm so grateful that he's able to to be able to continue to work at WCCO and do what he loves. And I know him and Jason have a great relationship. And so it's always fun to listen to them. So thanks for having me on, Steve. I really, really appreciate it.
Yeah, good to visit with you again, Mark. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
There he is, Mark Cook, Maple Grove head coach, number one Crimson in the state tournament. They play White Bear Lake in the opener at the Barn Wednesday at 10 a.m. The noon game, number five Brainerd, number four Lakeville North. The noon game, number five Brainerd, number four Lakeville North. And then the other side of the bracket at two, number seven Anoka against number two Eastview. And then the late game at four, number three Hopkins against number six Chaska, and that is the 4A bracket. We'll talk more about 3A, 2A, and 1A a little bit later on in the program. Right now, a quick break. We'll have an update on the weather. Phil Miller will join us from spring training down in Florida. You saw the Twins and Red Sox today play a long one. Twins win 9-8. They'll play the Orioles at their place tomorrow, beginning at noon here on News Talk 830-WCCO. The weather was lovely in Fort Myers, and it seems as though the Red Sox and the Twins were taking their time today. A long Grapefruit League game. Twins prevail 9-8. They will play the Baltimore Orioles in Sarasota tomorrow at noon. And Phil Miller covers the club for the Star Tribune and joins us on the line. Phil, always good to work with you. Phil?
Yep, there I am.
Oh, good. Hey, always good to chat and talk baseball. I thought that game would never end, considering I was out running a couple errands and picking up lunch, and it's like it's 1 o'clock Central Time, and they're in the fifth inning. This one's going to go quick. I better get to the studio and get ready to go. Lo and behold, we had 3 hours plus today in the Florida sun.
Yeah, it's always fun when all the runs are scored at the end by the guys that don't have names on their jerseys.
Right.
All the regulars are out, and the game is decided. And we go downstairs and go, show of hands, who here had the winning hit? Because I don't have any idea. It's the curse of some of the spring training games.
Yeah, one of the things you've spent a lot of time is documenting injuries and injury updates, and that's really kind of, when you go into spring training, a lot of these jobs are decided. There are some open jobs, or there are veteran guys trying to make the club. We'll get into that in more detail in a moment, but in reality, it is just, you know, can everybody get through all of this and get to opening day healthy?
Yeah, and the Twins are actually having a great camp. I mean, there are half a dozen injuries going on, but they're all fringe pitchers, mostly guys that are trying to make the back end of the bullpen, that are hoping to win a job. They really haven't lost an everyday player. They haven't lost any of their top pitchers. The top three starters look great. Griffin Jacks was terrific yesterday. Yonderan was terrific today. So while there are some small injury reports, I'd say, I know I'm going to regret saying this, but it has been a remarkably healthy camp for the Twins for a change.
Yeah, and it seems as though it's been going on for a while, and I know we're not quite there yet. When the veterans are right, let's go. Let's move on. They're still getting into the swing of things with spring training, but I suppose maybe we're a week out from people starting to get really bored with it, and let's start the season.
Well, it depends on your point of view. I've been here a month.
Right. That's right.
But you're right. Opening day is 3 weeks from today is the second game of the season, so we're still 3 weeks out. And, I noted that Carlos Correa and Willie Castro each took four at bats today instead of three, and Byron Buxton was on deck when the inning ended. He would have gotten a fourth at bat, and that's kind of a sign that starting to get a lot closer, that when guys all the starters stayed in six innings today, that'll be seven a week from now, and then the final week guys will play more or less the whole game, and it's they're starting to ramp it up a little bit, there are still, what did I count, 20 games left, something like that. So, ways to go.
Yeah, ways to go. Chris Paddock today, 2 2/3, three hits, no runs, couple of strikeouts. Did get hit. Any news on Paddock coming out of that game?
Yeah, they didn't let us talk to him, but the report is that he's got a little bruise on his head, I guess, and that it could have been a lot worse. The glove, he got his glove up in time to deflect it, but it was just a line drive right at his head. Every time I see one of those, I think it's amazing it doesn't happen more often. The pitchers are standing so close, and there are so many line drives during a game. You'd think that it would be a every week kind of thing, but it's still really rare, fortunately. But Paddock, he left the game, but sent word afterwards that he's fine, that he should be okay. There's no concussion. They did the concussion tests, but he'll have a little lump on his head, I guess.
And, Phil, you would think Chris Paddock right now would be in line to be the four or five guy, and the guy pitching tomorrow against Baltimore in Sarasota, Simeon Woods-Richardson, would be the favorite to be the four or five guy, that they would fill out the starting rotation. Is that about right at this point?
They're sure being treated that way. I think that's some evidence. I mean, that Paddock has been kind of the number one guy that they're paying attention to, that they're trying to make sure he's healthy, that they're kind of easing him along. But he has looked good, and he is he's done everything that they hope. So I think that he seems pretty safe, as long as he can duck out of the way when something comes his way. But and Simeon, I think he feels pretty comfortable that he's number five. Although I will say, Zebby Matthews, he left the game two or three days ago in New York, in Tampa against the Yankees, with a little hip injury. But he has looked really sharp this spring. If anybody is going to pull a surprise and make the rotation, or if anybody gets hurt, I would not be surprised to see Zebby Matthews come north with the team. And if not, I suspect he'll be one of the first guys called up when they need somebody. He's still the strike thrower, as he's always been. He has picked up a mile an hour or so in velocity, and he just looks so much more comfortable and confident than he did last year. He didn't have an easy time of it when he got called up last year, but I think it's paying off now because he seems to know what he's doing out there.
Phil Miller joining us from Fort Myers. He covers the Twins for the Star Tribune and joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Earlier in the week, he did a piece, and I thought it was interesting because people enjoy spring training games. You know, you get to see some of the regulars, maybe some of the kids that are climbing the ladder in the minor leagues, and people move on from the games, win or lose. By the way, Twins won 9-8 in a long one with the Red Sox today. And the headline of the story caught my attention by design. Spring training games seem meaningless, but not to those trying to make the team. And I thought you did a great piece on these guys that it's super important. These guys are maybe trying to make an impression or hang in there and get a big league job for another year.
Yeah, the difference between guys, the veterans with contracts, with guys that are that are guaranteed a spot or money, they look at spring training as just an elaborate practice. I've always been struck by the notion that, you know, I come here, I get my two at bats, I leave. I remember a starting pitcher about a decade ago got them in a 6-0 hole, and the Twins rallied, and I mentioned to him, boy, are you surprised that they came back and won? And the pitcher looked at me and said, "We won that game?" Oh, wow. What I thought. Boy, it really doesn't mean much. It's really you're focused on what you're doing, and that's it. But to the guys that are fighting for a job, to Brooks Lee, to Mickey Gasper, and Eddie Julian, the games are really important, and because it's their only real chance to show that they belong. It's really quite a contrast. I talked to a couple of the relief pitchers, Erasmo Ramirez, and he has gone to camp with a different team in 5 of the last 6 years.
Wow.
Never had a contract, and only made the team once, but every time ended up pitching for that team later in the season. And he was saying, I focus on every pitch because I know, this is it for the manager seeing me. So you tell yourself it doesn't count, it doesn't matter, but there are a lot of guys that really, really care about it. Then you have Carlos Correa, who I think is 1 for 18 or 1 for 20 now, something like that. And you know that he's not worried about getting sent down.
No, he'll be fine. One of the other things that's come out in the past week or so was, you know, the whole Byron Buxton, I want to be a Twin for the rest of my career. And whatever the club in the major leagues, there aren't many. You know, Joe Maurer made it to the Baseball Hall of Fame playing only for the Twins. I think very late in his career, and Dave St. Peter told me this story before the ceremony welcoming Joe back from Cooperstown, was, you know, that Joe did have an opportunity late in his career to go somewhere else, and he wanted no part of it. And it sounds like Byron Buxton really wants to finish in a Twins uniform.
Yeah, I was really struck by that. He talks to Tony Oliva all the time there, and he mentioned, you know, Tony played for one team. He still lives in the Twin Cities. He mentioned Kirby. Said, you know, they believed in me. They drafted me. He's since married and had 3 children. And he said, Minneapolis feels like home to me. And why would I want to go anywhere? You know, the Twins gave him a $100 million contract a few years back. It's still got 4 years to run. So, honestly, if Byron stays healthy, that's kind of a bargain. He's earning $15 million. You don't hear many ball players talk like that, thinking of their legacy. And it was interesting to hear how much he thinks it's a good team and he thinks it's good for him. He said he likes the fans. He said he likes the reporters. I don't know. He was in a really good mood that day. I was really shocked by that. I'm also shocked by the fact that he's now the senior member of the team. He has been a Twin longer than any of his teammates, which is remarkable.
Yeah, and good health to Byron Buxton this year. It'd be good to see him in the lineup a lot this year. He is a fun player to watch. Chris Atterbury made a great point on the radio broadcast today with Paul Molitor, and on a deep fly ball to center field, he made it look easy, and there is joy in watching someone like Carlos Correa at shortstop that play their position so well defensively, and the Twins have a couple of real good ones in Buxton in center field and Correa at shortstop.
Yeah, I was in the stands for a little while today, and that long fly ball to center field, Duran, I think, hit it for the Red Sox. The crowd goes, ooh, you know, maybe it's going to be out of there. And I was really struck by, Buck just hit the gas and caught it on the run. And it was like, what are we worried about? No problem. And that is so valuable. That is so valuable to pitchers. Having him after the all DH season 2 years ago, having him back in the outfield for 100 games last year was a real plus for the team. We saw it with Correa. We see it with Buxton, you know, Carlos Santana last year, playing first base. They, those guys make it easy on pitchers, and they're very grateful.
Well, Phil, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time.
Okay, Steve, good talking to you.
There he is, Phil Miller, joining us from the Grapefruit League. Twins win 9-8. They'll play the Orioles in Sarasota here starting at noon tomorrow. Quick break. We'll come back. We have all the news at 5. So much more here on News Talk. 830-WCCO. A quick rundown of what's going on over at the U. Gopher women's hockey today in Duluth. WCHA final face-off. All good early. Gophers led the Badgers 2-1 after one. Badgers then tied it up in the second. It was 3-3. Badgers get the lone goal in the third. They win it 4-3. They're only 34-1, Lindsay, this year, the Badgers.
Decent record. Those
yeah,
damn
that's,
Badgers.
That's solid. Yeah. Gophers will likely make the NCAA tournament. They were number 4 in the pairwise, which kind of gives you an idea who's going to be in, who's going to be out. So out of the WCHA, Wisconsin, Ohio State, Minnesota are likely in the tournament. So all in all, it didn't matter. But 34-1 for Wisconsin. Gopher men's, they take on Notre Dame tonight. The Fighting Irish beat them 3-2 on Friday night. This is a best of three Big Ten tournament opener. So Notre Dame could eliminate the Gophers from the Big Ten tournament with a win. Gopher women's hoop, they got beat in the Big Ten tournament. Gopher men at Rutgers tomorrow at noon. We have all the news. We have all the weather at 5. Little boys hockey tournament talk coming up following the news and weather at 5 here on CCO.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omacid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.